different kinds of squash?
Yeah. There's a white squash, then there's a yellow squash. Mm-hmm. There's one grow with a long neck on it, then the other one grow round, flat and round.
Uh-huh. What about something, the big orange thing you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Orange, like an orange pumpkin. Tree? Pumpkin. Uh-huh. Pumpkin. That's right. Both of us together get it.
You don't care if I take this sweatshirt off, do you?
Uh-huh.
It's getting a little warm. What different kinds of melons do you raise around here?
Well, watermelons. You have watermelon. Uh-huh. That's it. Now you won't get too hot. You have watermelon around here. Some grow large, some be kind of small, some red, some yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon.
Do you have special names for them?
No, it would only be a watermelon. Uh-huh. But it would, sometimes you get a hold to a yellow meat one. Sometimes you get a hold to a red meat. Uh-huh. Now the answer to that, the red meat watermelon, you plant a pumpkin right side of that watermelon or mushroom hill. And if they bloom, the bees tote the pollen from one to the other. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll make the red watermelon turn yellow and have a yellow watermelon.
From the mushroom or?
Mm-hmm. We'll put mushrooms right side of a watermelon row, and you'd have many red or yellow mushroom watermelon meat, you know, inside.
Mm-hmm.
Would be yellow as many as it would be red meat.
Mm-hmm. Would it taste like a watermelon? Or
tastes
like
just like watermelon, only has just a little funnier taste, like slightly like pumpkin, I would say, but not very much.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have cantaloupe here?
Yeah. Cantaloupe is a little small fellow, about that big around, yellow inside.
About 3 or 4 inches?
Right. Have a bunch of seeds in.
How's that different from a mushroom?
So how did it taste?
How's it different?
Different.
So a mushroom.
How's a cantaloupe different from a mushroom?
Cantaloupe and a mushroom is the same, but now you do have two kind of mushrooms. You have one round mushroom, then you have a mushroom grow long.
Mm-hmm.
If he's a long mushroom. But yet, both tastes alike, yellow meat inside alike, and seeds alike.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't tell them by the seeds, only you look at the mushroom and say, this is a round mushroom. Then you would say, you got a long mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what she mentioned? You called the round one. Breakfast melon.
That's a little small, looks like mushroom, which are all the same thing. But they're small like that, be a small grow on the vine, see.
Mm-hmm.
They're ripening at a small age. Now the big ones got to have a certain age to ripen just like them.
Uh-huh. And this is a little umbrella shaped thing that springs up in the woods or fields after it rains.
We call that a frost dude.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Well, not but a frost stew.
Uh-huh.
It would only be a frost stew. Looks like a little amarella with a stem under.
Uh-huh. What about mush?
Mustard?
Mushroom.
Well, now mushroom and frost stew would be about the same. Would be the same thing.
Uh-huh.
He people call them mushroom. Some call them frost stew.
Uh-huh.
Now, General Run people call them frost stew. Some people... Right name would be mushroom.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's something that people smoke made out of tobacco.
Well, it would be tobacco, wouldn't it?
Well, what are you smoking now?
Well, you can smoke cigar.
Uh-huh.
You smoke cigars, you smoke Prince Albert, you smoke George Washington, smoke Golden Grain, Bulldog,
and
Kite, Bugle. There's lots of named tobacco, you know.
Well, what about something that's long, comes in a